of the different processes recommended for disentanglement from material life, the one personally explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Among the linking processes that elevate one from bondage to material contamination, the one recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be accepted as the best. The process is clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, Sarvadharman paritejyamamekam saranam braja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This process is the best because the Lord assures, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukhyishyami ma shuchah. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. There is no need to be worried, for the Lord Himself assures that He will care for His devotees and save him from the reactions of sinful activities. Material bondage is a result of sinful activity. Therefore, since the Lord assures that He will dissipate the results of fruit material activities, there is no need to be worried. This process of understanding one's position as a spirit soul and then engaging oneself in devotional service is therefore the best. The entire Vedic program is based on this principle, and one can understand it as recommended in Vedas. Jasya devi para bhaktir jatha devi tatha guru tasya ite kathita yartha prakashanti mahatmana. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Svetasvetar Upanishad. One must accept the pure devotee, the representative of God, as one's guru, and then offer him all the respects one should offer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the secret of success. For one who adopts this method, the perfect process is revealed. In this verse, the words, Jai Ranjasa Ratihi, indicate that by offering service and surrendering unto the spiritual master, one is elevated to devotional service, and by performing devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of this attachment to the Lord, one can understand the Lord. In other words, one can understand what the Lord's position is, what our position is, and what our relationship is. All this can be understood very easily by this simple method of Bhakti Yoga. As soon as one is situated on the platform of Bhakti Yoga, the root cause of one's suffering and material bondage is destroyed. This is clearly explained in the next verse, which gives the secret of success. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita the best way, Sarvadharman paritejya mamikam saranam braja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the best process. The same thing is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vididharma chhadi bhaje krishnir charan. Nisiddha papacharya taro kohuna emam. You understand? If someone develops love unto the Supreme Lord, and thinks of the lotus feet of Krishna. We have three stages of bhakti. You know it? You don't know? Yeah? That three types of devotees, three stages of bhakti. That was vaidhi bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. Do you understand? Don't you know it?
No, I know the word, but I don't know the order.
You don't know the order? First one is vaidhi. They follow the rules and regulations. It's known as vidhi bhakti or vaidhi bhakti. Then second one, or next to it, is bhava bhakti. Then ultimate one, or highest one, is prema bhakti. Do you understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita says, vidhi dharma chadi bhode krishnir charan. Nisiddha papachar tar kahunoy ma. Isn't it? For the conditioned souls, the first one, vaidhi bhakti, is stressed. Do you understand? Conditioned souls. Those who have forgotten Krishna, those who have forgotten their own self, do you understand? They are conditioned, captured by Maya. They are conditioned souls, isn't it? They are not adopting any process of devotional service. They are engaged in their own sense gratification, and thereby they are committing all sorts of sinful activities, all sins, isn't it? For them, this vaidhi bhakti is recommended. Do you understand? They should very strictly follow the rules and regulations laid down in sastra. But above that is bhava bhakti. Do you understand? One who is in that stage, in bhava stage, is superior to vaidhi bhakta, isn't it? For him, no vidhi is required. Do you understand? No need of following these rules and regulations. Do you understand? So one may think, yes, this is very good. We should be on that stage. Let us jump. To that stage, bhava stage. So, no necessity of observing such rules and strict rules and regulations. Why? You may see some sahajiyas here in Vaishnava Sampradaya. They are known as sahajiyas. You understand? That process is propagated by what is that? Yes, that Radharaman Dev. You understand? It's propagated by Radharaman Dev. The sahajiya process. You understand? You may do whatever. We are very elevated personalities. We are not vidhimargis. We are bhav. Ragmargi. That's it. We are ragmargi. That means bhav stays. So, for us, no need of following or observing the strict rules and regulations. You understand? They chew palm, drink tea, all these things they also do. And they also do all sorts of nonsense. Do you understand? then Gauranga Nagari, one group is there, Chudadhari, Sakhi Bheki, Gauranga Nagari, 18, number 13 are there, considered as Apasampradaya. You understand? Very degraded Sampradaya in Vaishnava Sampradaya. So, Sahajya, Ativadi, Gauranga Nagari, so many are there. Sahajya is one of them. They never follow any rules and regulations. They chew pan and drink tea, etc., and some smoke also. And also, some of them, the young boys and girls mixed together. Yes, we are in prem bhav space. So, it is not harsh. You understand? They do all these things. They are known as sahajiyas. But what Chaitanya Charitamrita says, vidhidharma charibaje krishner charo nishiddha papacharitar kohu noyama. Ajnana eva hoy jodi pap upasthit krishna tare khyama kare na karay prayaschit. Those who are really elevated to that stage. You understand? They are not like these sahajiyas. They are not artificially absorbing all these things. Bhav. This is a quite natural thing. You understand? When you will be elevated, when you develop love for Krishna, by first stage is Vaidhi. That is required for the conditioned soul. One must, at the first stage, or first step, very strictly under the guidance of his bona fide spiritual master, absorb the souls. Thereby your heart will be purified. When heart is purified, then bhav comes up. Unless heart is purified, no bhav will come up. So at that stage, no necessity of absorbing all these rules and regulations. Vidhi. You understand? Vidhi dharma charipaje krishnecha. So when one has elevated to that stage, he has developed love for Krishna, it's quite natural. He cannot commit any sinful act. Nishiddha papacharitar kohu noyama. Even in his mind, it will never enter. You understand? Ajnana eva hoy jodi pap upasthit, Krishna tare khyama kare na karay prayaschit. But unconsciously, if some pap or sin enters into him, you understand? Krishna excuses him. Krishna knows the heart. You understand? Krishna knows the heart because he is Paramatma, resides in the heart. In his heart, there is no desire for committing any sin. You understand? He is completely in the bhava state. But unconsciously, some wrong has been done. You understand? Some sinful activity has been done, Krishna knows, unconscious. So Krishna excuses. Krishna tare khyama kare na karay prayaschit. No need of atonement, prayaschit for him. Krishna excuses him. You understand? We have many such evidences, examples. Do you know? You don't know? You know? Take the case of Billwa Mangal. Do you know Billwa Mangal? Billwa Mangal Thakur. He is the best example. You understand? First, he was a very sinful person. He was attached to a prostitute named Chintamani Vesya. You understand? Very, very sinful, attached to that prostitute. You understand? Then That prostitute gave, taught him a very good lesson. Once it was a very bad day, bad night, it's raining and wrestling, that day was happened to be his Shraddha Divas, Shraddha day of his father. Father had expired, you understand? But he was so mad. After that prostitute, Chintamani Vesya, that in that dreadful night, left his home and went to that prostitute's house. You understand? That prostitute taught him very good lesson. You? Why have you come here in such a dreadful night? What is that in my body? If you'll be attracted to all beautiful Krishna, what good it will be? Why are you attracted to this body of mine? It's a nasty thing. It's filled with all nasty things inside. That is the lesson she taught Billvamanga. You understand? So he turned up. Very day he turned up, very moment he turned up towards Krishna. He became turned into a devotee, great devotee. So he left his home, everything from that prestigious house. He just started Vrindavan. You understand? On the way, he saw a very good young girl, nice, beautiful young girl, was taking her bath in a pond. You understand? He had that habit, isn't it? As my Guru Maharaj gives the example that the electric fan is moving very swiftly. You turn off the switch. That once it never stops. It moves, moves. What is there?
Slowing down.
It's slowing down gradually, and at last it will stop, isn't it? Immediately it doesn't stop. Similar is the act. Switch is already off. It's slowing down. So Billvamangala switch is already off. Attachment to material enjoyment, that switch is already off. Now switch on towards Krishna. Krishna switch is on now. But still, he had some habit. It's gradually slowing down. So, as that habit was there, he looked at that beautiful maiden and stood there. And that woman finished her bath very soon and went to her home house, and he followed her. Then he told, then she told her husband, that is sadhu. At that time he was looking like a sadhu. He had beards grown up, isn't it? So if someone a beards grown up, people say him sadhu. General attitude of the people. You understand? If you grow beards, then all will go, oh, sadhu, Mahatma ji jaye. You understand? No worry. So she told her husband that a sadhu is accompanying. Then her husband said, all right, if sadhu has come, well, it is in Shastra, and also we have heard, if we satisfy sadhu, Krishna will be satisfied. Isn't it? This is in Shastra. All right, go to that sadhu and ask him, you sadhu Mahatma, what you want from me? I have come for your service. Just tell me. You understand? So by the order of her husband, she came to this earth. And that is also in the Shastra, that she is considered a chaste lady. If a wife, by order of her husband, goes to another male person, otherwise, without the order, without the permission of her husband, if she goes, she will be considered unchaste, asati. You understand? So, when her husband orders, go there, so she came. Paid obeisances, O Sadhu Mahatma, my light, I have come to you. What you want from me? What service can I render to you? Please tell me. You understand? So as soon as the lady said like that, he came into consciousness. Oh, these eyes. You understand? Put me into such situation. So he took up a thorn and thrust into his eyes and became blind, you see. You are such a great sinner. You are committing so much sinful activity, isn't it? But now he has turned up south. He became south. Then Krishna himself came there and cut hold of his hands. Oh, Mahatmaji, you want to go to Vrindavan? All right, I am going. Yes, catch hold of this stick. Let us go. You see? So he committed this sin. He looked at a beautiful woman and followed up. Still Krishna excused him. Because switch is off. He has no intention to commit any more sin. Only by a beat. He had that habit. You understand? By chance he looked at that woman. But in his heart, no desire was that. Krishna knows the heart. That we say. Ajnana eva hoy jodi pap upasthit, Krishna tare khyama kore na karay. You understand? This is bhav stage. It's not artificial thing. You understand? You cannot act like that artificially. It is natural. When that bhav stage will come up, one can act naturally. You understand? That Krishna knows the heart. So one should not imitate that thing. Such a devotee, you understand? Should not imitate such a devotee and artificially pose himself as if I am in bhava and chewing pan, doing all this nonsense repeatedly. Krishna will never excuse such a person. That is nonsense, yes. You understand? Yes. We are reading. Yes, I think I have not finished it.
Translating Oriya.
Yes, translating Oriya. Where we have gone? Sarvadharmam paityajyamamikam saranam brada. And the Srimad Mahaprabhu himself came when and taught how to practice this devotional service, how to surrender completely into the lotus feet of Krishna. He is Krishna himself. He practiced himself and he was observing vidhi, vaidhi marga, personally. Though, in his antyalila, he didn't observe all these things, only he was with his intimate parsad. That was Ramananda Rai and Swarup Dandar Goswami. And was discussing on Radha Krishna Tattva, isn't it? That is prem bhav. But in the beginning, while he was preaching, he was strictly following. When he took up sannyas, his sannyas period Leela is 24 years. Out of that 6 years, he absorbed this deity, Vaidhi, very strictly, and preached Northern India, Southern India. During that period, he was stressing on Vidhi Bhakti, and he very strictly, as an ideal sannyasi, himself was observing. One instance is that Jagdananda Pandit, a very great devotee, dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he himself prepared a pot of chandan toira, that means sandalwood oil, you understand, very scented oil, and brought to Mahaprabhu, to Puri Dham. Mahaprabhu's personal servant was Govinda, so he gave Govinda, Govinda, you please take it, and just take some oil out of it and smear on the head of Mahaprabhu. This all gave him a really very nice scented oil, Ayurvedic oil, chandan toya. You understand? So that pot was there in Mahaprabhu's apartment, where Mahaprabhu was staying in Kashi Mishradhara. We visited that place. Gambhira, it is known as Gambhira. And then he asked, oh Govinda, what is that? Govinda said, Jagadananda Pandit has brought for you, this is chandan taila. That will smear on your head. What? Jagadananda wants wants me to be a Dari Sannyasi. Yeah. You know Dari Sannyasi?
False.
Dari Sannyasi.
You mean false?
Dari Sannyasi means he has a hypocrite who attracts the other sex. That is Dari Sannyasi. You understand? That by smearing such scented oil on my head, I will attract the other sex. Tell Jagadananda to take it back and give it to Lord Jagannath. Let it be stored in Jagannath's storehouse and it will burn in Jagannath's lamp. He told like that. You understand? He didn't use it. How strict he was! That means he was strictly following Vidhi. You understand? That we say. First is that is required for conditioned souls. One should not jump over. No. That's the dangerous thing. So all the acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Sesa, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Mai Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, they are very, very elevated Vaishnavas. They are of that prema bhakti stage, that devotee. But they have stepped down to this first step, that is Vaidhi platform. Very strictly observing and teaching. You understand? One will be a preacher and preach this thing. One who comes to deliver, to this material, to deliver the conditioned souls by their setting up their own example, they all follow the Vidhi Bhakti. You understand? Though they are of the highest category, you understand? They observe this because unless they themselves observe, they cannot teach it. This is needed. That is, therefore Mahaprabhu was observing. So what is this that one should jump over like sahajiyas and say we are very elevated person? In actuality, those who are very, very elevated persons, devotees, they never say that they are elevated. Rather they say, I am very low. That means a stone, a worm in the stone. Purishara kito hoite ami se lobhishto jagai madai hoite ami se papishto. That Kaviraj Goswami says, such an elevated Paramahansa, He said, no. I am not at all a Vaishnava. I am a very sinful person. A greater sinner than Jagai and Madhava. I am a worm in the stool. More nam jai loy, tar hor. Unnukhe. If someone will utter my name, he'll lose his pious activities. Don't utter my name. I'm such a sinner. He was saying like that. That's such a great Paramahansa. He'll never have a devotee. One never blows his own trumpet. Here I am, such a great Mahabhagavat. Never said. One who says is number one rascal. You understand, Rory? But there are symptoms. From that symptoms one can understand that there is really a Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. You understand, Paramahansa. Not by mere beating drums, it cannot be accepted. You see, the hypocrites generally do like that. So we cannot finish the purport in Oriya.
Tomorrow.
What do you say?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow is a first day, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then the next day is Ram Navami. I said, no, finish. Then comes. After Ram Navami day only, isn't it?
Next day, evening.
Next day. So,
finish.
Again.
Seven days.
Take it on that day. Thank you.